Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. You never know what fascinating facts you'll discover in the pages of the Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine. Here to tell us about the October issue is Associate Publisher Charles Lohrmann.
In this issue, we have a very interesting article on the Davis Mountains, which is where one of our most popular state parks is located. And it's considered a sky island because it's a unique habitat at a higher elevation, which receives more rainfall than the Chihuahuan Desert, which surrounds it. And it's known for, even today, having a very healthy habitat with a lot of wildlife, but the article includes some history which tells the early ranchers and settlers in the area and how many bears and panthers they would see on a regular basis. And another story that will be interesting to look at as well as to read is one on hunter hangouts, which are the country stores and restaurants and barbecue joints in some of the rural areas of the state that become gathering places for hunters and locals alike to share stories and share information about the hunting season and about good times.
The October issue of Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is on newsstands now. Learn how you can subscribe by logging on to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.